The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Two big things in today's episode. All right, obviously Super Bowl versus Valentine's Day. Which is more important? And do cheaters cheat again? Once a cheater, always a cheater. Is that true? Well, ooh, let's explore now. Okay, I'm so happy this morning. Good morning. It is the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Ava Matic ordered clothing for herself with her own money. She gets Christmas money. She gets birthday money, all that. And she stacked, you know, her dollars and ordered some stuff. And she came into the bedroom last night while we were working out doing our hit. She said, Mom, I bought you something. And she bought me the cutest set of earrings that are so me. The colors, the pink,
nice,
the gold.
Dude.
And it was just such a nice thing for her to do because she's at that age where she thinks she knows everything.
She's 14. That's all you have to say.
Oh, my. I'm like, why don't you move out now while you still know more than we do? You know what I'm saying? Go get you a... Do what... You know so much more than us.
You should be proud that you raised a good gift giver.
She was so kind to do that.
Ava's a very kind kid. I just was wondering, where was my gift?
Oh, dude, you're a dad.
I don't get anything.
What was she going to buy you? Another pair of earrings? Come on.
Do you know what she did for me yesterday? She brought the trash cans
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Look at that, dude. You have a good child. That's your gift.
Do you know right what? There, you're right. We actually do have a good kid.
We have a great kid, and I'm always nagging her because I want her to just be successful, and I want her to be good in life. And you know what? One day she's going to appreciate that nagging. It means your parents love you. I love you. All right, National Day.
We'll start with National Umbrella Day.
Hey, all right. Don't
umbrella.
Open them in the house.
Do not, dude. I keep one in my car, dude. But
me too.
National Home Warranty Day as well, too. So I'm a homeowner.
Do you know how important a home warranty is? I never had one before, and that $500 you spent for the year has saved me many times. It bought me an air conditioner.
And a water heater.
Yes.
Think about how much those things cost.
There
Anthony's
it is.
Like, I don't
most
know.
Watched thing I've heard.
That's my dad moment of the year.
Yeah, dude. We also got National Cream Cheese Brownie Day.
Thank you, Jesus, for those.
For that. That's so good.
And button it at the top, it's National Flannel Day.
National Flannel Day.
Shout out to all the cholos.
Hey, between the cholos and then the whole Edgar haircut, that's a steez right now. That whole thing. No, I'm serious. The Edgar haircut is taking over, and the mullet.
A lot of white kids got the lumberjack look going too.
That lumberjack.
Yeah, dude. That's a good look too, man.
They put the mullet on and the flannel. I'd rather have the Edgar and the flannel personally. All right, so remember, it is Black History Month. Let's talk about the first black billionaire before Oprah.
What?
You know, before Michael Jordan joined the billionaire club, Robert Johnson became the first African-American billionaire when he sold the cable station he founded, Black Entertainment Television, BET, baby, in 2001. All right, let's continue celebrating.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
TikTok video from a woman named Ava has gone viral. Article after article of women upset that the NFL has decided to schedule one of their dang games on Valentine's Day weekend. Listen to what she said on TikTok. To the person that moved the Super Bowl to Valentine's Day weekend, I don't think you understand how many lives you've ruined.
Okay.
Ruined.
What does a person who makes 60-second videos know about real love? All right? Come on.
A lot.
You know what? They added an extra game to the NFL season. That's why it falls on Valentine's Day weekend now.
Headlines all over the world. Women are not happy after learning the 2022 Super Bowl will take place Valentine's Day weekend. What are you going to do, men, to make it up to us? What?
The first thing we're going to do is not get too hammered at the Super Bowl party.
Rule number one.
All right, the most important thing, you cannot be still drunk on Valentine's Day or deathly hungover either.
I have to beg DJ Automatic now every time we go out, please don't drink that much. We were out the other night, and he orders another drink. I'm like, we're supposed to be leaving. What are you doing?
Dude.
Automatic, that goes for you.
You know how hard that is for a man to not get hammered on Super Bowl Sunday, the one day where it's acceptable to get hammered? And we're going through this too, ladies.
Yes.
All right, you think we enjoy this?
It's a struggle.
Okay, what's another tip?
Don't eat like caca.
Okay.
Then you're going to have not only a hangover from alcohol, but you can have a food hangover, and then you're just a bummer on Valentine's Day.
You don't want to take her to a nice spot.
Mm-mm. You want to wooze her heart, not give yourself heartburn. All right.
Okay.
And this next one is very, very important. Our good friend Neo actually instructed us on this. Make reservations for the dinner by Saturday.
Yes.
All right.
Make you're not going to get one.
Yes, dude. Make reservations. Okay. Chicks love reservations.
You have reservations. That means you thought ahead.
Yes.
Women love that.
Damn, it means dude. I love you. I care about you. I'm thinking of you.
Okay. The next thing is order your flowers today. There is a flower shortage going on right now in the United States. I'm not making this up. There really is. order them today because we don't have flowers on Valentine's Day. She doesn't get flowers at the office. You're barely even her husband or boyfriend.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Can I pick them up at the grocery store? Is that a good one? Can men do that?
Yes.
I mean, if your girl goes for that, you can go. You
and,
can do that.
You know, a little player hack, you know, wrap it in butcher paper too. Makes it seem a little more cute if you buy them from a grocery store.
I like that.
Don't hate on grocery store flowers. They are there for you when you need them.
Okay. All right.
This one is super important. You need to have a fall guy. You need to have a guy to blame everything on. Because if you do not do one of these things, you need to have a guy to say, well, it was his fault because at the Super Bowl party, this happened. Like, Anthony is always my fall guy.
I'm always a fall guy, right? So, like, what it is, if Otto brings a six-pack to the party, I'll bring a 30-pack to the party, and then he can blame me.
So he can blame you.
Yes. So, you know, get you a friend like myself, Anthony A., a guy with the rat tail.
We have another very, very important thing that you shouldn't do. Don't blow all your money on that parlay.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're not going to have money for the actual Valentine's Day.
Blow half the money so that if you win, you can share the winnings with her.
There we go.
Okay.
There it is, dude.
That's number one right there?
No, we still have another one. Defense is your best offense. And you know what that means, guys. Just be ready for anything to happen because it is Valentine's Day. It's her day. It's not your day. You stay on your toes. Be ready. I mean, maybe you want to have something like ready to go, like a paint-to-go kit.
Oh, there it is.
That's a good one.
A paint-to-go at-home date kit right there.
Imagine doing this, getting a hotel for 2 days so you stay there Super Bowl night and Valentine's Day.
Dang. Are you spending Super Bowl day with her at the hotel?
Yes.
What?
I mean, I would do that.
Because your wife is staring at you, and her name is Dana Cortez. So,
and my last important tip here, guys: if you can't get the reservations done, dinner at home Valentine's Day night, and get takeout. Don't try to make it; you're gonna ruin it.
I like that.
There it is, automatic.
Server, serve her. Pour her wine,
or just give her leftover chicken wings from the party the day before.
It's her weekend, guys. Don't forget.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If your partner's cheated before, maybe you even entered into a relationship with somebody who was in a relationship. You know, maybe I was on the sneaks on the side. Does that really mean they'll do it to you? Well, a recent study by Dr. Josh Klapow tells us exactly that. I will share with you the findings now. Just in case you missed it. This is big. DJ Automatic, you go first.
If you drive a Hyundai or a Kia, you might want to park it away from the house for a while because 500,000 Kia and Hyundai models are being recalled because they're spontaneously catching on fire, even when they're stopped and parked.
It has
something to do with their anti-lock braking system that it makes them burst into flames at any time.
That's just what happens when you play Young Thug in a car.
What?
That's serious business.
Yeah,
right
no, for real though, it's not a good idea to park them in a garage right now or even next to your house. The recall affects the Sportage, the Tucson, and the Santa Fe models that are at least 3 years old. So far, there's been 11 fires that have happened in the United States. I had this happen to a friend of mine a while back. She had her car parked at the airport and it spontaneously burst into flames. This does happen and she lost her car.
Dude. Kia and Hyundai owners make, model, I don't care what it is. I think you should call the dealership and just tell them, hey, I know there's a recall. I'm going to take my car and fix it up.
Yeah.
Serious, that's some serious business
my
right there.
My ex drives a Tucson.
Oh.
Yeah, she should live in it.
Anthony!
That was kind of mean, huh?
I was
chasing the laugh there, guys. And it's because, in case you missed it, laughter is the best medicine.
Thanks.
All right? A new study confirms that laughter really is the best medicine. It found that older people who shared a laugh with someone else were less likely to develop health problems. And those who laughed with their grandkids or a partner were 40% less likely to need help with daily tasks by the time they reached 80.
Well, we are going to be young forever because you make me laugh every day with your little one.
Oh, there it is. Thank you, Dana.
Are you trying to say Anthony's funnier than I am?
That was funny. Automatic. I just laughed. Okay.
Well, laughter really is the best medicine.
It's important, y'all.
I always say when you're feeling down to look at yourself in the mirror and smile. I know it sounds weird. Do it.
A little creepy.
No, it's not. Go outside, get some sun on your face. You feel a lot better. And then just look at yourself and smile. It changes your whole attitude.
Thanks.
All right. So can you change a partner who cheated? In case you missed it, a new study is exploring the old saying, once a cheater, always a cheater. According to Dr. Josh Klapow of Bustle.com, yes, the reality is a partner who cheated once can, yes, cheat again. But it doesn't mean they will.
Oh.
And someone who hasn't cheated can as well. It really boils down to the person's feelings of whoever they're with, and also if they have accepted that was a, what was the word that this doctor used?
Mistake?
This doctor used a phrase, moral compass, but yeah, it's a mistake. I've never cheated.
No, I've never cheated.
Anthony, you never cheated?
I've never cheated.
Well, I can't say the same.
Okay. But you've never cheated on me.
No, not on you. But I mean, I was like high school. You never cheated in high school,
I've
Anthony.
Never
you
cheated
never
cheated in high school.
Like a college girlfriend.
Nope, never. Anthony, never. Anthony, let me ask DJ Automatic something real quick. You only cheated in high school.
Well, I, maybe after.
No.
In college, maybe. I mean, but.
No.
I love this study because once a cheater, not always a cheater.
There That's right. Absolutely. So if you'd like me to share this study with you. And you know, something else I wanted to say because of what you just alluded to. I think we want to tell our friends that if we have a friend who's married and she gets cheated on, don't worry, girl. He's going to do it to her, too. That does happen sometimes, but not all the time. It depends on how strong the next relationship is. All right, so I'll share this on Instagram story. Some people are like, no, I want him to cheat on her. At Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Pete Davidson is putting a label on his relationship with Kim Kardashian. And what he says, does this mean that they are going to be together forever? Oh, let's play the audio right now. This and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Anthony, a celebrity birthdays first.
Actress Yara Shahid celebrating her birthday. Right. Emma Roberts and Donald Marr celebrating his birthday.
So before we talk about Pete and Kim, we got to talk about Kanye and Kim and Kanye and Julia Fox. Julia Fox is Kanye's new girlfriend. He's doing her makeup, flying her around, buying her and all 30 of her friends Birkin bags.
What?
And so she's like, oh, that's my man. I'm going to play this audio. But right after she did this interview, Kanye's begging Kim back on his timeline. Listen to Julia.
I'm sure there's still some sort of residual feelings. And it's like, it's normal. It's human, you know, but I also like know that he's with me now, and that's all that matters.
Does it matter now that he's begging his wife back on the timeline?
Bro.
Probably not. Just get her another Birkin.
Yeah, dude, that's what I mean. She's just playing this dude, bro. She's just buying into it, and it's working out for her.
I guess so. So before we talk a little bit about Pete and Kim, you know, making a cover of Vogue, I just wanted to say to Wendy Williams, you know, she just released through her PR team that she is canceling her TV show, I Am a Woman in Radio. There are very few of us that have our own shows, and she's one of the reasons why. So it hurt my heart to know she's still going through health issues. I know she had a very terrible breakup with her husband, who was also her producer and manager. I just want her to get healthy and return. We want you back, Wendy Williams, all right? Okay, and now let's talk about Pete Davidson. He is calling Kim Kardashian his girlfriend, and of course we've got the audio. Here it is.
Most of my daily life is like getting into cars and showing up to a set. Or I just, like, if I'm off, I just either hang with my friends or chill with my girlfriend inside.
Pete Davidson not only called Kim Kardashian his girlfriend during that combo. He's got a Kim K candle right next to his bed. But he also said he has no social media at all. No Twitter, no Instagram, no TikTok, no Facebook.
He said he doesn't know anything that anybody says about him.
Nope.
Well, he heard Julia Fox say that Kanye is her boyfriend and she gets Birkin bags. So he's,
so he's like,
dude.
Can I get a house?
Yeah, he's like, yo, give us a new property.
Anyway. Maybe he can get some Skims.
He can get some free issues of the March Vogue magazine where Kim Kardashian is on the cover. And inside she talks about Kanye. I didn't say this earlier, but she, you know, she says she loves him and she's always going to love him and she's always going to support him. But she said for so long she did what made him happy and she's done. She wants to be happy. And if it caused her divorce, then so be it. She thinks it's okay to choose you.
Meow.
And I agree. Kanye has gone from I hate you to saying some of the most horrible things about their daughter to now I love you, I want you back. That's not good for her. It's not good for the kids. It's not family if you're fighting like that.
It's a very, very messy divorce that's playing out publicly.
Wait,
and I really wish that they would keep it to themselves for their kids' sake.
Well, I was just thinking, but I said, wait a minute, it's not family for fighting. That's my family totally. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You watch those home renovation shows. Well, I know you do, DJ Automatic, because I make you.
I have to.
HGTV. It's my thing, okay? Well, a couple in Ohio bought a home built in the late 1800s and thought, we're going to renovate this place. As they started pulling off the floors, they noticed there was a cellar underneath. So they lifted everything up. Out come two green suitcases. They're like, oh, maybe it's baseball cards. What? Maybe, you know, I don't know what's in there. Open it up. $23,000 in cash.
Oh, man.
What the? Nice, dude. I thought this was going to be a ghost story. No. But that was sick.
I'll take the ghost to cash all day long. They thought maybe there were some gold bars or something inside because it really was heavy. Have you ever seen those old vintage suitcases? They're green and they're all...
Yeah, I know exactly. My grandma had those, yes.
Yes, they look exactly like that. They were wrapped in newspaper dated March of 1951. So authorities believe that this money was stashed back then. The cash was nicely covered in wax paper. And since the homeowners purchased the home and it's in their name, they get to keep the cash.
Oh, nice, dude.
You think it was stolen?
You know, who knows? Maybe.
We don't want to talk about that.
I like to think it belonged to a mafia member.
That'd be, and, that's,
you know,
cool story,
now it's his
right?
finder keepers.
I'll tell you somebody who could use that cash, an 80-year-old nun that's going to federal prison for stealing $835,000 from a Los Angeles Catholic school.
$835,000?
Yep. And it gets weirder. Don't worry. She did it to feed her gambling habit.
Almost $1 million?
Yeah. Sister Mary Margaret Cooper admitted to embezzling the money over 10 years and told the judge, I have sinned. So she's going to prison and she's been ordered to pay back all the money she stole.
What do you mean she's going to prison? She should just be able to go to confession. All is forgiven.
Well, she is going to hell.
We'll keep the interesting criminals going. An intruder left behind $200 for a broken window after breaking into a home, taking a bath, and eating some shrimp.
Oh,
come on, man.
This is actually kind of a crazy story. So Terrell Christensen was found inside a Santa Fe home when the homeowner came home, found him in the living room drinking a beer, eating some shrimp, and when he caught him, he apologized immediately, the intruder did, gave him $200 and walked out with his AK-47.
What?
Yo, right? My man's on the run. This is like some kind of action movie or something, dog.
You ought to let him go, too. Here's your two. Take the cash with you. I don't even want your $200.
Well, Terrell claims actually on the run from a group of people who killed his family in East Texas.
Have they caught the man?
Yes, they did, actually. He was later booked and placed into the Santa Fe County Jail.
Well, I bet his bond is more than $200.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I've heard all these tall tales about Costco's chicken and their hot dogs. Well, all you Costco members, I've got big news for you. It's food news in hottest hashtags. Let's get it started on your Thursday. Just a few more days to the Super Bowl. Hey, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Scum Brady.
You know, although the job market is looking great, unemployment is down, there are some companies who received a bump during COVID, especially during the beginning, and that are now struggling, including Peloton. They fired 2,800 employees earlier this week. But don't worry, they each get a one-year free membership on your way out.
Oh, wow. Oh.
I thought that was so rude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they got severance pay and all that, but don't do that. So the company's market value, Peloton, has gone from $50 billion in February of last year to its current $9.8 billion.
Well, I mean, $9.8 billion is nothing to, you know.
Yeah, but when you were at $50 billion, just a little.
To lose, you know, more than half of your equity in a
more
year.
More than half? Yeah. That's like 80%.
Damn.
That's like 80%. So here's,
we're not mathematicians here.
No, but I just want to say something. If you own a business, the best thing to do is when you're up, save and move that money, not hire Beyonce and all these other super stars. That's what they did. They blew all that money. They could have just put it away and been okay.
Oh.
And that goes for everybody. Small business, your household, large business, whatever. And then finally, in food news, I didn't know this, but 111 million people worldwide are members of Costco. Right now, the lowest level membership costs $60. The highest level membership costs $120. That's monthly. They got these great hot dogs, great chicken, but they're raising their fees this year.
You don't need the membership to get the hot dog, though.
You can just go in.
You go in the courtyard. Yeah. Oh, dude, I'll be kicking it in the courtyard of Costco.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude. Some of them keep that on the Super Bowl, dog.
Do you have a Costco membership?
No, dog. But I go enjoy the slices of pizza and their little acai bowls too, dog. I'll be in that courtyard hanging out for lunch, bro.
You go to for lunch in Costco. Yeah. And you don't have a membership. You don't go buy anything else.
No. Who are you taking with you on dates to Costco?
Me, myself, and I, dude. Stevie Dolo at Costco, dog. You know,
anyway,
good.
Membership prices are going up this year from $60 to $65 monthly and from $120 to $130 monthly. 90% of Costco members say they don't care. They're keeping their membership.
Hey, they're great people.
The wieners must be really good.
Let's go.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick it off with National Umbrella Day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it inside.
There it is.
It was raining not too long ago, and I was outside in the water, going hair flat. I come back in Otto's vehicle, and I realized, damn, we had an umbrella in the Jeep the whole time.
You always see it when you come back inside. Speaking of inside, it's National Home Warranty Day.
Get yourself one.
And from my cholos to the lumberjacks, it's National Flannel Day, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't wear flannels. I just look like I'm going to go cut wood.
Yeah. It takes a certain kind of person to be able to pull it off. I look cute in a flannel button at the top.
Okay. All right. Same for myself. We'll go with National Cream Cheese Brownie Day.
That might be the most important national day ever.
I love cream cheese brownies, but mine have to be a little burnt. Not a little, like a lot.
So you just go and ruin the cream cheese brownie?
No. Who eats just the edges? I go all the way around the pan, and I leave the center for everybody else.
I eat the whole thing.
Yeah, dude. I eat the edges, the middle.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Music Facts with DJ Automatic here on the Dana Cortez Show. It's February 10th. Automatic, where will we begin today?
We're going to start with birthdays. We got Don Omar celebrating today.
Ooh, love me some Don Omar. Yes.
Today we're going to start in 2001. Jennifer Lopez not only has the number one record in the country with J-Lo, but also the number one movie in the country with The Wedding Planner.
What year was that, Automatic?
2001. This is the first and only time that this has ever happened where somebody had the number one album and the number one movie in the country at the same time.
You know what's even more wild is that she's probably more relevant today than she was then. Hey, nice. Can I have that kind of career?
Next, we're going to move to 2004. On this day, Kanye West releases a classic debut album, The College Dropout. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break
me down. Oh, that's my second favorite Kanye West project.
So at the time, he was known as a producer, and many didn't believe that Kanye would be able to make the transition to being a rapper. I was one of them. But he came with an amazing first album.
Yeah, it lived up to everything. It's a staple in hip-hop, and it's like, what, 21 tracks? And that long outro, too, and it's just like classic Kanye. You get Jay-Z on there, you have the Ludacris hook on there, and the Twista verse. Oh, man, it's such a timeless album.
For me, you know, I've always said that Kanye... he's not my favorite person, but to say that he's not one of the greatest artists is just a lie.
And the beautiful thing about Kanye West albums, too, are none of them sound the same.
No.
So yeah, this time, in this moment in his career, he was on the uprise, and you'll just never get that again from him.
So that went three times platinum. Next, we're going to 2006. On this day, James J. Dilla Yancey dies of a heart attack at the age of 32.
There comes a time...
I'll be honest with you, Automatic. I didn't know about J. Dilla too much till you did that mixtape with Common. And you guys went in real deep about J. Dilla and his influence on hip-hop.
Yeah, he was one of the most influential producers of all time. He passed 3 days before his classic album, Donuts, was released. If you haven't heard that, go listen to it. And last, we're going to finish in 2008. On this date, Amy Winehouse is a big winner at the Grammys. They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no. So Amy Winehouse won 5 Grammys that day. She won Best New Artist, Record of the Year, and Song of the Year.
Amy Winehouse had a very sad ending because she was just so full of talent, but also full of demons. That addiction, you know, not being able to break that, man, just don't ever start. That way you don't have to fight to stop.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You got a lot to do today, the Cortez Show. Myself, Anthony A, and my compadre, so the DJ Automatic, needed a reminder that it is Valentine's Day immediately after the Super Bowl.
Like right after.
Worlds are colliding, so I know homies out there need some help. So what we're going to do right now is tell you how to satisfy your lady and not fumble the bag on Valentine's Day. I was talking to 2 dudes.
1 studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, and we're productive.
This might be the most important recap we've ever done.
Dude, we've been productive today, dude. All right, we already laid out an agenda for homies on how to survive Valentine's Day. And Automatic, although I know you were out there, you know, lacing the homies with advice, I feel like a lot of this was for you.
Oh, of course it was.
For you to make
sure.
It was
a friendly reminder to myself to not mess up. But there's a lot of men that are in my situation because they're excited about the game and they forgot about Valentine's Day.
We literally asked our engineer what he has planned for Valentine's Day, and he said, oh, when is that?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. So
he knew the Super Bowl was on Sunday, though.
Never did I think that I would not like the extra game in the NFL season because it would make the Super Bowl collide with Valentine's Day. Man, bro.
They're just trying to make life difficult for us.
Is there a better holiday for men than a Super Bowl?
I can't think of one.
I mean, come on. You have Father's Day. How is Father's Day?
They don't even care about Father's Day. Nobody cares about Father's Day. They don't have a celebration on Father's Day.
Women have to ruin everything.
They're like, hey, here's a new barbecue set.
Oh, yeah, dude. Make us some food. Yeah. Come on. Women ruin everything, and now they've infringed upon the glorious day known as Super Bowl Sunday. All right? So if you want to enjoy Super Bowl Sunday, the first step starts with making sure you have all the plans you need for Valentine's Day. Automatic, what's the first thing that these men should do?
Make a reservation.
Hello.
Like today. Don't wait. Make a reservation today because if you have a reservation, that means you thought ahead. We thought ahead for you. So go ahead. And it doesn't even matter if you're going to go or not, as long as you have the reservation.
Make the reservation before Saturday so you can enjoy Sunday without the constant nag of where we're going to eat. All right, number two on our list of how not to mess up Valentine's Day immediately following the Super Bowl, DJ Automatic.
Don't get too messed up.
Ding, ding, ding. Do not get too hammered at the Super Bowl party, all right? I know you're there with your bros. This is the glorious day for all of us to sit back and just freaking shotgun brews and stuff like that. But this year, my friend, if you're in love, you got to tone it down a bit, all right?
Don't be the guy that shows up to Valentine's Day that can't even talk because he's too sick and too hungover.
You don't want to do that, all right, Automatic? And third step to making sure you have a successful Valentine's Day is...
have a fall guy.
There it is. Boom.
You're gonna mess up. There's no guy that's gonna go through all Super Bowl weekend without messing up.
Come on. You want to take a shot. You want to do some things. Maybe you put some money down and your parlay hits. How are you gonna celebrate? By taking two fireball shots straight to the dome.
Exactly.
All right. And
so make sure you have an Anthony A that says it was all his idea. Yeah. I'm sorry, babe. I love you. I won't even hang out around him anymore.
Because the key to a happy Valentine's Day is to find a successful third wheel who you can put all the blame on. Get out there. Make them reservations. And remember, the Dana Cortez Show loves you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Once a cheater, always a cheater. Not always true. And just because he or she has never cheated doesn't mean they're not capable of doing it. That's what the psychologist said, basically. I know that, like, for me, if my girl gets cheated on, I'm like, you know he's going to do it to her girl. But that's not always the case.
It doesn't always work out that way.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
I think a lot of things play into, you know, for me, when I was a quote-unquote cheater, I didn't have anything to lose. I was in high school or, like, very beginning of college. There's nothing really to lose at that point.
Some people's got to get it out of their system. Like, I feel like, you know, some people just, like, you know, they're willing to risk it, like you said.
I think some people are greedy and selfish and they don't want to be alone.
Well, I think some people get smart.
So they cheat on people.
I think some people get smarter as they get older because once you get married, you have to realize that you're betting half of everything on that cheating.
Sure, no married person ever cheated.
Well, I know they do.
That's such a lie.
I know they do, but I'm just saying I would think you would, like, if you really thought about it, is that piece of whatever you're going for worth half of what you've earned in your life?
Many men have had to say yes.
And the irony is that it's almost...
And women.
It's harder for the person accepting the cheater, like, right? Like saying, you know, we were in a relationship and like you and Dana, like she's accepting you even though you messed up. That had to play some tricks on you.
Oh, this
before.
Is way before Dana.
But still, though, you still, like, you know, Dana has to accept that that person is in there and look past it, right?
Yeah, you cheated on someone for a long time and... you were okay with
it. Why am I sounding like the bad guy here?
You're not the bad guy. No, it's part of your history.
Yeah,
it's
a part of your past. You're the face of growth and
or maybe I'm the only honest person here.
Oh, no.
Here's what you're doing. You're doing what cheaters do. You're trying to bring us down with you.
If I cheated, I would tell people. Exactly. All right. More of the podcast now.